Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Thronebreakers by Rebecca Coffendaffer, performed by Reba Burr. Prologue. 17 years ago. NL7 holds perfectly still as three floating tablets circle the alloy frame of its body. The only other sentient presence in the room, a woman, human, Helixian, moves from one tablet to the next, her hands touching lightly across the surfaces, her eyes scanning the readouts. Diagnostic outputs. It is the fifth time she has scanned NL7's functions in the past 24 hours alone, far more frequent than usual. The woman stumbles a little and catches herself on the edge of a nearby desk. She leans against it, her breathing heavy. NL7 has noted recent changes in the woman's performance and appearance. A loss of body mass, a greater probability of instability, slurred or inarticulate speech patterns.
"You are experiencing physiological malfunctions," it says to her.
"Yes, yes I am." She looks up at it and smiles. "That reminds me, I need to tweak those speech patterns a little more." Pushing off the desk, she waves one of the tablets over to her. NL7 observes as she taps and swipes along the screen. It has another question, but it cannot ask her until she has finished adjusting its dialogue algorithms. When she finally waves the tablet away, it takes NL7 a fraction of a second to adjust to its new functionality, and then it asks,
"Is it serious?"
She smiles again. NL7 notes that this one differs from the previous one in small ways. Shape, intensity, and something else it cannot quantify. "Brainstem degeneration. So yes, NL7. It's very serious."
"Rest would be the preferred course of action for someone in your condition."
At a gesture from her, the tablets return to their docking ports, and the woman pats NL7 on the equivalent of its shoulder joint. "Not quite yet. I will soon." She leaves the room and comes back a moment later carrying another, much smaller creature. NL7 analyzes its face. Human. Similar in genetic makeup to the woman. Approximately 2 years old. A child, then. The woman's offspring. She steps over to NL7. The child stares up at it, and it stares back. "NL7, I'd like you to meet my son Edgar," the woman says. "Edgar, this is NL7. It's going to take care of you." 1. Stardate 0.06.03 in the year 4031, under the reign of the Empress who never was, Natalia Matilda Coyenne. Long may she rest in glory. Location: playing the waiting game on a spaceport called PAL. Something jagged and metal on this chair is digging into my back right near my spine, and it's gonna leave a bruise. I just know it. Fuck it. It can join all the other injuries I've collected recently. I've been shot, dislocated my shoulder, thrown myself off a cliff, blown up the best spaceship in the galaxy, crash-landed on a planet that poured acid rain, and had 50,000 volts jammed into my body. It's been a week, is what I'm saying. Or more than a week, I guess. It's all kind of running together. There are really just 2 points in time for me right now. Before Koi died, and after. There's this itching deep inside my muscles. It's been there for hours and hours, and it makes me want to snarl and snap at things like an Akarsian saber rat. I want long, sharp teeth. I want fangs I can bear to tell everyone around me right now to get the hell away from me. Instead, I'm on a spaceport called PAL. Its official name is Palaxandrome Daxardian, but pretty much no one wants to say that more than once, so everyone just calls it PAL. As in buddy, as in friend. As in, I'll bump into someone and they'll apologize to me. It's that kind of place. Which doesn't really sound like something to complain about, except that my head right now is filled with this primal, from-the-guts
Sample complete. Ready to continue?